Hello and welcome to Mwalimu Kipepeo, where we learn a thing or two. I am your host Jasmine Omboy and I am excited to be taking you through today's episode. I will be sharing about my perspective on the media industry. Please keep listening because at the very end we have an important slight change on the Now You Know segment which will interest you. Enjoy! The very first episode of this podcast was a brief introduction about me. And if you never listened to that episode, I would recommend it to you so that you can better understand today's episode where I will talk about the highs and lows of the media industry, according to me. Well, don't get me wrong, it's different for many practitioners and others choose to quit the profession altogether just after a few days of working. I've seen this before. And this is because it's usually a high-pressure job with different timelines and deadlines to beat within hours in a single day. Well, for me, I love the adrenaline that comes with the pressure which very few can withstand. To top that up, your work has to be really good. I love the fact that I can get out of my house not really knowing how my day will go, then I get assigned to cover a riot in the city center. That was always rough, but it was something. In my normal life, I would never be caught dead or alive near a riot scene. Before I say too much, welcome to this episode and enjoy every minute. Remember when I say that you have to be so good in your work? Well, the truth is, and this is said over and over again in the media industry, you are only as good as your last story. So that means you have to be on your toes every single day. So apart from the pressure, you have to work long hours and also during weekends. But if you have wonderful colleagues, the journey gets easier and better by the day. Some of them even make you so grounded that you forget about the other pressures that the audience give you. You know, there's no, oh, I'm a celebrity, oh, I'm famous. Your colleagues are the ones who keep you grounded. And when given assignments, it's also very advisable to interact with counterparts from other media houses because they can really come through for you and vice versa at some point. There was this time when Prince William came to Kenya and he was visiting the Batuki in Nanyuki. None of us in our newsroom got the chance to attend the event, but we had to borrow the footage from another media house. So I was told to go and borrow the footage. And when I got there, one of my colleagues, Rita Tinina, from that particular media house, guided me on how to bring out that story really well without using sound bites, but just by using the clips and natural sounds. For me, I guess I'd say that story was my best package so far. And I have Rita to thank for that because she did it out of a sincere heart that was ready to help. And because of that, I'd do the same for anyone who'd want my help. First of all, everything I was ever taught in school, everything, had very little to do with practical work in a newsroom. This is in regards to scripting. Yes, it's not just scripting to picture. That's very important. But I also got to learn how to write STCs, AVOs, AVO apps, and also news packages. All these were taught in the newsroom. And here, we all got into the newsroom thinking, you know it all, you know. I got to understand why it took so long for one to officially go on air. Your voice has to be approved by the managing editor, and that only happens after consistent practice and errors and corrections. Then, months later, one can finally voice a simple news package, then maybe progress to news features. I love doing news features the most because you come up with every idea that should make your story a success. You have to make calls, book appointments for interviews, and honor them. That way you build your network, who later become your net worth. So don't burn bridges and never fear to share those contacts to colleagues. The other reason why I love features is that you can calculate them and measure your time for you to get back to the newsroom with more than one story. So you have planned you're going to do one story and maybe that's what you budgeted for, but you come back with about three stories which will be able to air maybe in the next 3 weeks. So you have at least a feature a week. And that actually makes it a little bit better for you and also for your bosses. So you just don't go and do one story. At least plan around resting, plan around visiting the area where you're doing your story. And in that process, you'll be able to get an extra story. For instance, there's a story I did on the Yaku community. It's a tribe that is becoming extinct. And I was going to look for them and do a story on them, and they're very far. They're in Doldol. And so you have to pass through like Kipya County, which is in Nanyuki. But on my way there, I found these sand harvesters who were rioting because one of them had been killed by an elephant. And they were saying that it has happened so many times. So I decided to listen to them. And I was like, you know what? This can be an extra story. So I did a story, and actually that became one of the best stories that I've ever done, in terms of environment. And that's how I became an environment journalist, just by venturing into that. That gave me a plus because when I went back to the newsroom, I just didn't have a story about the extinct tribe. I had other stories. I did a story on now that elephant menace, and also a story on tattoos in Nanyuki County, in Kibe County, sorry, and being done in Nanyuki town. And I realized that because when I was just walking around Nanyuki, I realized so many people have tattoos, and it's not just the white people, the Africans, the pointies, everyone around had tattoos. And I was wondering why is it so common. It was more open than at that time than here in Nairobi, because in Nairobi you only had to know someone who does it. It wasn't like openly advertised. Nowadays it's openly advertised, but that time it was openly advertised in Nanyuki and not in Nairobi. And so I thought, okay, let me find out what this is about. And I had another story for tattoos in Nanyuki County, in Nanyuki, sorry, in Nanyuki. I don't know why I'm saying Nanyuki County, in Laikipia County. Yes. So those are some of the things that I can remember I did, and I was able to use a budget for one story and then come up with about three. And it also saves time. Yeah, instead of looking for other features, because it's important for you to have a feature each and every time. So instead of looking for other features elsewhere, you can go to that one county and look for, or wherever it is that you're going to do a story, and look for other stories that you can build on, or a story that you can come up with. The thing with assignments is this: you just have to do what you are assigned to do. Then get back and do your story in whatever news form the editor deems suitable for you. A good journalist should also be able to predict the future by coming up with possible outcomes of a current affair and then getting ready to find the solutions of each outcome. So for every problem you find in the field, always look for a solution and make sure you report about it. So don't just come in and say, I'm doing this story and well, yeah, it's sad. These people have gone through this. Okay, so they've gone through that. Is there a possible solution for that problem that they're having? Yes, it's a problem that they have. So is there a solution? And what you can do, you can actually decide to go and ask people who are mandated to handle such issues. And it could be maybe a government official, it could be an organization, maybe an NGO that deals with that. What is it that they're doing to make sure that that problem does not recur or does not go on? And that way you're able to come up with the solutions. And sometimes the solutions are found within us, the society. So you'll find that even where you found the problem, there are people there who are able to give you solutions and say, no, what we do in our house or what we do in our home, we do this and this. And so those other people who are in that same community and don't have a solution for their problems, they can actually get the solutions from their neighbors or from the people living in their own community. The solutions bit of journalism came to me by training. I am part of a group of journalists who are trained on solution journalism by an organization known as Internews. In this group, we cover stories and ensure that they all have solutions. For me, this became a habit and is something I really appreciate. In my first episode, I talked about venturing into many crafts, and it was never always a straight line for me, as I had several career changes along the way. However, in the media industry, one is able to grow through continuous trainings throughout your career, and more so if you are registered as a journalist under the Media Council of Kenya. They ensure you are up to date in whatever it is that you do, and they also give grants and opportunities to grow and showcase your work. For me, the media industry is where I have grown the most, and I've been able to go beyond my comfort zone. I believe there is still more untapped areas I have not yet explored. My greatest achievement was last year when I got nominated for the 2020 ICFJ International Night Award for a story I had done about street mothers getting access to sanitary pads. The beauty of the media industry is that it has several departments that one can handle. I'm currently a writer for the People Daily newspaper. I've worked in the creative department as a voiceover artist. I've tried my hand in production where I'd select music videos on special occasions for a music show, like on Valentine's Day, on Jamhuri Day. I've tried news anchoring as well. And for that, I didn't go too far because I only managed to do four screen tests. I've reported news for TV and radio, and I don't believe that there's anything more exciting than that in a career. So, how did I first start working in the media? When I was in Form 1 or Senior 1, if you'd like, I was tasked to write about life as a Kenyan studying in Uganda. And I wrote a series of articles that were published in a local daily in Kenya that, according to my father, was able to pay for my entire high school education. So that's where I started as a writer at age 15. At that time, the pay was really good, better than what we have now, but I believe that we are getting to a place where that will change and things will get better, as we go on. In conclusion, I'd say passion is everything. If you do not have the passion for news and media, then I'm sorry, this is not for you. Without the passion, you will be frustrated, and many have given up because of that. Also, remember to remain humble because pride comes before a fall. Let your work speak for itself and let it be able to sell you out there. So, if you're listening and you are considering joining the media industry, this is your sign. Go ahead and take the course. Build yourself for greatness because it all depends on you. And you can make it. Anyone can make it out there. Even on your own, you don't need a godfather. You don't need someone to like guide you through or get you there through a back door. You understand? You need leaders. You need people who are there to show you the ropes, tell you this is how you do this. This is how you can change this aspect of this of your work. This is where you can improve. This is what you can remove, and that way you'll grow. But a godfather who will take you to the top. Somehow that exists, yes, but you'll just drop. And when you drop, there's no going back. So it's good to build your name on your own. So all the best in whatever you want to do. And I hope that this helps someone out there somehow. World Suicide Prevention Day, WSPD, celebrated annually on 10th of September, is organized by the International Association for Suicide Prevention, IASP, and endorsed by the World Health Organization. The event represents a global commitment to focus attention on suicide prevention. The theme of WSPD 2021, Creating Hope Through Action, reflects the need for collective action to address this urgent public health issue. All of us, family members, friends, co-workers, community members, educators, religious leaders, healthcare professionals, political officials, and governments can take action to prevent suicide in our region. The overall goal of this day is to raise awareness about suicide prevention worldwide. Objectives include promoting stakeholder collaboration and self-empowerment to address self-harm and suicide through preventative action. This can be achieved through capacity building of healthcare providers and other relevant actors, positive and informative messaging aimed at the general population and at-risk groups such as young people, and facilitating open discussions on mental health at home, at school, in the workplace, and in all other areas of our lives. Those contemplating or affected by suicide are also encouraged to share their stories and seek professional help. Suicides and suicide attempts have a ripple effect that impacts not only individuals, but also families, communities, and societies. Associated risk factors for suicide, such as job or financial loss, trauma or abuse, mental and substance use disorders, and barriers to accessing healthcare, have been further amplified by COVID-19. 1 year after the pandemic's onset, more than half of people surveyed in several countries have reported that their mental health had gotten worse. Suicide can be prevented. However, key evidence-based suicide prevention measures include restricting access to means for suicide, and that includes firearms, pesticides, and many other things that people use to kill themselves. Mental health and alcohol reduction policies, and promoting responsible media reporting on suicide. Social stigma and a lack of awareness remain major barriers to help seeking for suicide, highlighting the need for mental health literacy and anti-stigma campaigns. Now you know. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to like our Facebook page, Mwalimu Kipepeo, so you're notified when a new episode is posted. Please rate and review this podcast and share it with your friends. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you are leaving having learned something new. I'm your host, Jasmine Wamboi. Until next time, take care and God bless.